I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Jersey meets Texas crossover. Leanne Locken's here with her hands. And Melissa Gorga's here with her J-Lo-esque Jersey-ness. See you tonight in the clubhouse.
I can begin now. It's Watch What Happens Live with Melissa Gorga and Leanne Locken now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse, completely ignoring the rules of geography by putting Jersey and Texas side by side. On tonight's Jersey, my first guest participated in a cattle competition, but she seems utterly unable to steer her relationship with her sister-in-law in the right direction. Here to discuss what the real cattle-ist is, it's Melissa Gorga. Hey, Melissa, great to see you. And tonight, my next guest may have dressed as Cher from Clueless, but I'm pretty sure she's not a virgin, and I know she can drive Brandy crazy. Welcome back, Real Housewife of Dallas, Leanne Locken. Hey, Leanne, great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
Yes.
We just met at the Vanderpump
Lisa Vanderpump's event.
Oh, great. Yes. All right. Yeah. Over at the bar, he is one of the hosts of Build Brunch, but tonight he is serving drinks until none of us can even make it to brunch tomorrow. It's my friend. I've known him all his life, as it turns out. He's the biggest Housewives fan I know, and that's saying something. It's Lucas Tim. Hey, Luke. Great to see you.
Great to be here.
Luke. You had a question for Leanne right off the bat.
Oh, right off the bat. Leanne, one of my favorite things you said this season when you said Brandy wasn't sophisticated enough to be an alcoholic. Why is being an alcoholic sophisticated?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why is it what?
Why is it sophisticated?
Why does it take sophistication to be an alcoholic?
Oh, well, because I have friends who were like hardcore alcoholics that could hide it, like worked for... you know, on camera and okay. Hit it.
Are you speaking about me?
No. No, I'm really good friends with an ex-golfer who has his own TV show now, and he was, like, professional at it.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, that was very sophisticated, you know?
Okay. Melissa, did you know that Jennifer was rich and had a big house?
I mean, she has 16 bathrooms. I'm going to shove her in one of the bathrooms and shut the damn door soon.
In case you weren't listening, she let everyone know. Take a look.
Polly, who plays that piano?
It's been in my husband's family forever.
I have a piano, but nobody plays.
Oh, look at the sunset. Come on.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I have to say, I have a very similar sunset.
Dolores, don't you like the trailer?
It was very tight.
I come from 16 bathrooms. I have this huge fountain.
I have a fountain, too.
I love it here.
Oklahoma, what are you talking about? Cow tipping?
Polly, come visit us in Jersey.
Stay with me, Polly.
Okay, I will.
No, stay with me.
Stay with me.
Wait, what about me? I got 16 bathrooms!
classic. You know what? On tonight's Dallas, there were many things to celebrate. Brandy fit in her high school cheerleading outfit. Leanne set a date for her wedding. And Deandra finally got what she's been asking for.
Today is the day that my mother is going to officially turn over the company to me.
2 months ago, Deandra said, Mom, I want to talk to you one more time. And I said to her, stop right there. You own 100% of Ultimate Living and 100% of Hard Knock Good Morning. She said, how did you make that decision? I said, Deandra, I just woke up this morning and I knew this was your time to shine.
I can stick with this company. I can make it happen. I have tenacity, baby.
All right, there you go. I don't know. Leanne, last time you were here, you said Deandra's been talking about taking over the company for years, and then you said pacifier much.
Yeah.
What do you have to say now?
I hope that in all these years that she's been showing up in between going to the luncheons, that she's learned how to run this business, because this is a business, and without Mama D, woo.
All right. Well, Leanne, your matching share outfits with Cameron did not get much love from the ladies. Take a look no. at our...
You call them every day? Listen, you know what happened? Those 2 weeks
yeah.
is when we started filming.
Yeah.
So I was work, I run a business,
okay.
and we started filming every day. Okay. It was hard those 2 weeks. That really okay. happened.
But you're I saying this call. Was an isolated two-week experience.
Yes, it's when it first okay. started.
Yes.
He legit is, like, I have to say, and I'll give this to Teresa, too, I've never seen two kids spend more time with their parents.
Yeah.
Even when my mother-in-law, God bless her, was here, like, I've never seen children like this. They both should have like a silver star in their backs.
Okay. All right.
For
well,
real.
Second on tonight's Dallas finale at Stephanie's frat party, Leanne and Brandy made like a couple of red Solo cups and effing flipped. Take a look.
You just called me the wicked bitch of the West. And I went back in my room and cried.
I never said West. You also said I was an alcoholic, Leanne.
I never actually called you that.
If you didn't say alcoholic, you really inferred it, though.
Do you think that you're that empowered to say shit like that?
Yeah.
Do you think that you're better than the rest of us?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
you think
I don't.
That you're better
and
than the rest of us?
That's your problem.
Hey, who touched you?
Get out of my face.
Take your ass out of here. You better kiss your own ass and hit the door. Bitch, get the
Don't. Get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away.
Wow.
Okay,
oh
here's what.
God.
Go back to WWHL.TV. I want to know whose side are you on, Leanne or Brandy? It seemed like, were you hissing at...
That was crazy.
Yeah, you know what she was doing? She starts with the squinty little eyes, and then she just kept taking a step into my personal space. She wanted me to touch her. I mean, that was like, you know.
I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
Brandy's taking this one.
That's because Brandy's buying them all drinks.
You, is she? She's buying them all drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, tonight, the Jersey ladies were in the country and left the Garden State behind. And over in Dallas, Leanne hissed like a garden snake and almost whooped Brandy's behind. So I can't help but wonder how these two would tend each other's gardens. Here's what. I have questions about each other's city for you both. Melissa, what would you do if someone took a video of you jumping into an ocean naked? Would you make them take it off their phone?
Yeah, I don't want anyone to have my puss on their phone.
Okay. Leanne, what would you do if your best friend was invited to your frenemy's hatchet throwing party? Would you destroy them or allow them to be friends with whoever they want?
I allow people to be friends with whoever they want.
Melissa, what would you do if one of your friends called you an alcoholic behind your back?
I would take it as a compliment.
Leanne, what would you do if Rich didn't tell you he lost his job, just like Frank was disbarred from being a lawyer, and you found out through other people?
That would not be okay. Communication's key.
Melissa, what can you call him every day?
Listen, you know what happened? Those 2 weeks
yeah.
is when we started filming.
Yeah.
So I was work, I run a business,
okay.
and we started filming every day. Okay. It was hard those 2 weeks. That okay. really happened.
You're
but
saying this
call.
Was an isolated 2 week experience.
Yes, it's when it first
okay.
started.
Yes.
He legit is, like, I have to say, and I'll give this to Teresa too, I've never seen two kids spend more time
with
their parents.
Yeah.
Even when my mother-in-law, God bless her, was here, like, I've never seen children like this. They both should have like a silver star in their backs.
Okay. All right.
For
well,
real.
Second on tonight's Dallas finale at Stephanie's frat party, Leanne and Brandy made like a couple of red Solo cups and effing flipped. Take a look.
You just called me the wicked bitch of the West. And I went back in my room and cried.
I never said West.
You also said I was an alcoholic, Leanne.
I never actually called you that.
If you didn't say alcoholic, you really inferred it, though.
Do you think that you're that empowered to say shit like that?
Yeah.
Do you think that you're better than the rest of us?
No, I don't.
No, yes, you do.
No,
you
I
think
don't.
That you're better
and
than the rest of us?
problem.
Hey, you touched
him. Get out of my face.
Take your ass out of here. You better kiss your own ass and hit the door. Bitch, get the
Don't get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away.
Here's what, go back to WWHL.TV. I want to know, whose side are you on, Leanne or Brandy? It seemed like, were you hissing at...
That was crazy.
Yeah, you know what she was doing? She starts with the squinty little eyes, and then she just kept taking a step into my personal space. She wanted me to touch her. I mean, that was like, you know.
I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
Brandy's taking this one.
That's because Brandy's buying them all drinks.
She's buying them all drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, tonight, the Jersey ladies were in the country and left the Garden State behind. And over in Dallas, Leanne hissed like a garden snake and almost whooped Brandy's behind. So I can't help but wonder how these two would tend each other's gardens. Here's what. I have questions about each other's city for you both. Melissa, what would you do if someone took a video of you jumping into an ocean naked? Would you make them take it off their phone?
I don't want anyone to have my puss on their phone.
Okay. Leanne, what would you do if your best friend was invited to your frenemy's hatchet throwing party? Would you destroy them or allow them to be friends with whoever they want?
I allow people to be friends with whoever they want.
Melissa, what would you do if one of your friends called you an alcoholic behind your back?
I would take it as a compliment.
Leanne, what would you do if Rich didn't tell you he lost his job, just like Frank was disbarred from being a lawyer, and you found out through other people?
That would not be okay. Communication's key.
Melissa, what would you do if another Jersey housewife said they were the queen bee of the show over you?
I mean, when someone thinks they're the queen bee, I just let them believe that, because we all know who it really is.
Oh, Leanne, what would you do if you went on a girls' trip and were forced to sleep outside in a trailer?
I grew up on a carnival, Andy. That's
good answer. You had a question for Melissa too?
Yes, Melissa. Love you, Joe. Love
Hi.
You. I don't know if I'm emotionally ready for you to have another fight with Teresa. I don't think my therapist is ready for it. But I have to ask, if you could bring back any old New Jersey housewife to have at your back against Teresa, who would it be?
Against Teresa?
Well,
I love Caroline Manzo.
He knew that's what you were gonna say. Okay, let's go to Maria from New York City. Hey, Maria, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Andy, I've been watching What Happens Live since the beginning. This is a real thrill.
Thanks.
I'm dying to know, do Melissa and Joe see that the pressure to hang out with Mr. Giudice Sr. is actually coming from him and not from Teresa?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that, like, my father-in-law wants all of our time, all of the time, and he's very old school where he doesn't realize there's a lot of, like, football and cheer and gymnastics and a lot of things that go on. So if it were up to him, we'd be sitting around and eating cheese and drinking wine with him 24 hours a day. So we do have to let him know that we're busy and we do things.
Cheese and wine sounds fun. Leanne, she General said, how do you justify poking Brandi Redmond in the chest when you claim you never put your hands on anyone and you've gotten control of your anger? You obviously lost touch with your zen.
Oh, totally, that night, 100%. She kept stepping into my personal space. Literally, I could feel her breath on my skin, and that's what she wanted. I mean, look, and not only that, but Deandra taught me, I guess if you poke somebody on this cast, it's no big deal.
Okay, well, next week on part one of the Dallas reunion, Leanne and Deandra continue to fight about who's queen bee, and they make it their beeswax to sting each other as much as possible. Here's a sneak peek, guys.
Deandra had announced to us that we really didn't qualify to be a housewife status until
she
joined the cast.
Yesterday, you were saying, it's my show, it's my show. All roads lead to Leanne Locken. You say you carry the show like a turtle on your back.
I mean, isn't that part of being a housewife, having a healthy ego and feeling important to the show?
Well, hers is off the charts.
Child, I mean, you need to get a whole nother sofa for yours. Please.
You know what? For 2 years, I have held a secret about you, Leanne, so I'm going to reveal it right now.
Okay, if you want to download your own Dallas reunion bingo cards, these are amazing. Go to our Twitter page at BravoWWHL to get yours now. These are so fun. This Leanne, you're
awesome.
Going to die.
Please tell me there's a cloned phone in here somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. It's really good. If you recognize Brandy's dress, that's because Gina is wearing it also on the OC reunion, and Candy wore it on this show 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
They just started issuing them out to housewives.
I guess
Let's go to Lori from North Carolina. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hi. I have a question for Leanne, but first, I just want to say, you're not alone, of course. You know the whispering aliens have your back.
I love the whispering aliens. You guys are amazing.
I don't know what that is, but what's your question?
My question is, does she think Cam takes both sides, plays both sides?
Does Cameron play both sides?
No, I actually think Cameron doesn't play both sides. I think Cameron is just very soft-spoken, and when it comes time for her to have the conversation with Brandy. I mean, Jesus, breathe, girl. Let Cameron talk. I mean, just give it a minute.
Marie Stoll on Twitter said, Melissa, do you really think Jennifer was just joking or do you think she was being just rude?
I think it was a little mix of both. I think she's new to the group and she wanted to tell us how big and fabulous her house was, but I also think it's part of her humor.
Burgundy Lou wants to know, Leanne, you gave viewers 3 wedding dates. Why the outrage at Deandra when she inquires when is the wedding date?
Oh, I never got outraged that she inquired about the wedding date. I got outraged that she insisted that it would never happen. Big difference for my bestie.
Leanne, Melly Cupcakes, why did you think it was okay to record the ladies while in the Baltic Sea when Carrie's family specifically said not to?
Well, they said no photos, so I was taking video because there were four huge video cameras. Did she also tell the
right,
Bravo
you were
crew
on a
to
TV
put
show.
There? Like,
yes.
I wasn't the only one recording it.
It's game time, everybody. As Bravo historians are well aware, Leanne Locken had a role in Miss Congeniality as Miss Nebraska. So I hope both of my guests are game to compete in another faux pageant as we play State the Facts. Ladies, I'm going to pose a trivia question that each of you has to answer about your respective state at the exact same time.
Okay.
Whoever shouts out the correct answer about your state first gets the point. Whoever has the most points will be crowned either Miss New Jersey or Miss Texas, okay? You at home get to peek at the answers. Okay, so you scream out the answer at the same time, okay?
For my own state.
For your own state.
Okay,
what is your state's capital?
Austin.
Trent.
Leanne gets a point. What is your official state vegetable?
Tomato.
Yes. What is your official state bird?
Hummingbird.
What?
Hummingbird.
No. Yours is a... neither of you got it. Goldfinch, mockingbird.
Whatever.
What is your state's nickname?
Jersey.
The Lone Star State.
Yes. No, sweetie, the Garden State.
Oh.
Who is your state's governor?
Christy?
Oh, wait, no, well, no, God, how do I not know this? I'm so tired, I've been doing press all day. Is it not Rick Perry?
No, sweetie.
Not?
Greg Abbott from Murphy.
Greg Abbott.
What body of water borders your state?
Oh, Atlantic Gulf Ocean.
Yes. Okay, name the largest airport in your state.
Newark.
Yes. What are the prominent colors on your state flag?
Red, white, and blue.
Yes. What is your state's motto?
The happy state, but it's not really anymore.
No, it's...
The Garden State.
No. Liberty and prosperity and friendship. Last one. What is your official state flower?
Blue bonnet.
Yes. Who won, guys? Leanne, you win. You are Miss Texas. Thank you very much. Okay, Leanne Cayenne J wants to know, what is Deandra's relationship with Rich like after implying that he was unfaithful to you?
He sent her an interesting text.
And did she respond?
No, I don't think she did.
Really? He sent her a nasty text?
No.
No.
He sent her an interesting text.
Okay. Brie R. said, Melissa, do you and Joe have a relationship with Kathy and Rosie at all?
No.
You don't? Really? Why? Because?
Honestly, I feel like because we entered the show together.
Right.
And one of us, you know, I stayed and then she was no longer on the show and she just felt like everyone should have helped her stay on or I don't know. It was like a lot of hard feelings for that.
Wow.
I have no control. You know, there's no control over casting at all on this show for any of us. So caused a little tension.
I was told that you had control over whether she stayed on.
Andy Cohen.
And that's kidding. The bus he just threw you under.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I'm so powerful.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Good people, amazing children. Just unfortunate that that happened.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's time to give my mazel and jackal of the day, and they both come from tonight's Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony. If you know anything about me, you know who's getting my mazel, right? It's my queen, Diana Ross. He took the stage tonight as an illuminated silhouette and closed out the show with a full-on holiday medley. She stole the freaking show from the tree. So the medley ended at home from The Wiz. She sounded and looked incredible. She was singing live the whole time. She is 74 years old, you guys. It's amazing. She still won't do the show, but it's fine. I don't want to alarm my guests, but I have a major Christmas boner right now. Tonight's jackal goes to, can we do that some more? Goes to the a cappella group Pentatonix, who also performed in tonight's ceremony in these, shall we say, interesting looks. The guys were okay. I don't know. I didn't like any of it. Maybe that's why they don't use instruments, because they spent all their money on metallic intergalactic space coats. I don't know. I want to thank Melissa, Leanne, and Lucas for being here. What'd you say?
Do we lick assholes?
Oh, there you go. Okay, the after show has begun with Melissa Gorga and Leanne Locken. Jersey and Dallas, she's got a twofer on Wednesday nights. And Lucas Tim is one of the hosts of Build Brunch. Control room, I would have a fresquila, if you will bring me one. Thank you. Lukey, you have any more questions for these two? You want to take a minute and raise your hand when you think of something. Let's go to Joseph from North Carolina. Hey, Joseph.
Hi, Andy. Love you so much. My question's for Melissa.
Okay.
Since you've lost your dad, do you think you should encourage Joe to spend more time with his?
Listen, I do always encourage Joe to spend more time with his father. I always say this. You guys see 1 hour of a 24-hour day that we filmed. When I tell you Joe is the most amazing son in the world and he sits with his father endlessly, you can believe me that that is 100% true.
All right, back to the phones. It's Nick from Newport Beach. Hey, Nick, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Leanne. Thanks for taking my call, Andy.
Okay.
Hey, Leanne, it's Nick from California.
Oh, from California.
My question is, can you...
Yeah.
Looking back on the season, what do you think you and Deandra could have done different to change the outcome of what it is right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I think the first thing that we could have done different is that she could have actually confronted me with the accusations that Rich cheated during the season. I didn't get to see those accusations until her confessionals aired during the airing of the season. So, you know, that was the first thing. Come to me and discuss if you have an issue. But also just, I don't know that there's anything that we could have done different. I think it's communication, and I think it's about honesty.
All right. Jessica from Texas. Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
Hi. This is Thomas C. from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, sorry. I got it mixed up. Hey, Thomas.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's no problem. Listen, I just want to say Melissa, everyone, all you guys look absolutely stunning tonight.
Thank you.
And if I was in New York, oh, my pleasure, my love. But if I was in New York, I would ask the bartender for a date, basically.
DM him. DM him.
There you go. Okay.
DM me, by the way.
What's your question?
That was it.
Basically, Melissa, I know this is a difficult one, but I just want to know basically how you feel about the whole potential deportation status of Joe.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't ask
and
that.
And where everything can go. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, they're fighting still for it right now. It's not 100% in stone yet. And, you know, there's four little girls that are involved here that honestly want their daddy and really need their daddy. So do we want Joe to come home and have everything go back to normal? Yes, I think he's learned his lesson. I hope to God that he comes home. The girls are suffering 100%. So it's not over yet. And everybody's being strong and they're fighting right now.
Right. Very good. Yeah. I mean, man, they've both done their time. It's like...
Literally.
Listen, the girls, when I tell you need their dad right now, they really do.
Yeah. Control room, are we done with the calls or no? Okay, Jenna from Chicago, last call.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I absolutely love you and good luck checking your inboxes because I have blown you up today.
Oh.
Big fan. Melissa, you are hardcore, like, good for you, because I'm a sister-in-law as well, so she's strong. But my question is for Leanne.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what she said.
Okay, what's your question?
Leanne.
Yes.
Do you, like, stand by your point about calling out Brandy for adopting her baby boy to stay with her husband?
Do you stand by your statement saying that Brandy adopted the baby to save her marriage?
Okay.
Right.
That was an analogy.
You didn't say that. You were making an analogy.
It was an example.
Right.
She was coming hardcore at me, and to be honest with you, I took it. It was like, you're unhappy for 10 minutes. Then you're like, you're jealous of DeAndre for 10 minutes. And then finally I was like, okay, you know, how would you feel if I said, ba-doom?
Right.
And I did it, and I shut her off. She walked away.
There you go. Lukey, you have a question before we go?
I do a question for Melissa. Melissa, how were you able, because I think both you guys are actually able to forgive people, how are you able to forgive Danielle? Because I don't forget.
Forgive her?
Yeah. I'm a little bit like, you know.
I'm actually not the one she flipped the table on.
True.
Let's remember that. Number two, I think Danielle is colorful. I've always said that. Like, I've always said, if Danielle loves this card, she loves this card. Like, it's very...
She loves hard.
Yeah, like, she's very dramatic. So, like, I've given Danielle a chance, and you'll see as the season goes on. I don't know if I was right giving her a chance or wrong.
Do you have that thing that you brought me?
I do.
Great.
I do. Here you go.
I forgot to ask you about it.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Leanne made this coloring book called Color Me Crazy. It's like a coloring book of memes of herself from the show. It's so funny. It's such a brilliant idea, I have to tell you.
Thank you. You get this too.
It's so great. Oh my God, and this is an eye patch that says, I'm exhausted, my weave is exhausted, the panty liner in my underwear is exhausted. I love it. Thank you, Leanne. I want to thank Melissa and Leanne and Lukey for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Lucky.com.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.